Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The right fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Castineau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eisenreich moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Harbeck reaches third base with a triple. Eisenreich scores. Hatcher scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harbeck tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. John Castineau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castineau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. Simmons drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Washington out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck juggles the ball. That's an error on Harbeck. Simmons moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington throws to first for 1, and Harbeck throws to home, and Weiniger drops the ball. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing center field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck catches it and steps on first to double up Gantner. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Castano reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harbeck. Howell scores. Moore moves to third. Gantner moves to second. It's 7-2, Twins. Ron Davis now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Yount reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Gantner scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.